Hare Krishna. I'd like to read to you from the Chaitanya Charitamrita because we can learn very much about Srimati Radharani from a most authoritative source. So before we begin, I'd like everyone to raise their hand and repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Can we do it two more times? Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra.
Jaya
Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda.
Last time. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya
Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra.
Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Very good. Now we have invoked auspiciousness. So what you're doing right now is another item of devotional service, called Shravanam. And the secret to Shravanam is simply try to hear. As Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, touch Srinu. Just try to hear from me. So this is the first item of devotional service. And you've been chanting most enthusiastically for some time. So your ears and your senses should be very much primed, should be very much purified. Your minds should now be saturated in transcendental disposition. So now that you can orally receive this message from Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this particular section is all about Srimati Radha Thakurani. And you should be, at the end of this, very much inspired to chant and dance in the kirtan. If you're ready to proceed, say, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
That's a very good sign. That's very good. So try to hear. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called Ladini. Can everyone say that beautiful word?
Ladini.
That Ladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. So, you were chanting, you were dancing, you were worshiping, so you should be nourished by that Ladini potency. This is not material. This is spiritual. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat, full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Hladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvit, cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Now, the way Lord Chaitanya preached and the way his followers preached after him, whenever they would make a statement, then they would back it up with a verse, quotation, reference from the Vedas. So let's chant this verse from the Vishnu Purana. We'll go very slowly. Please repeat. Ladini Sandani Samvit. Twayeka Sarava Sangstitau.
Flood Tapa Kari Mishra. Twayi no guna varjite. I have to give you a ring for that. You did very well. Give yourselves a hand. Very good. By the way, my bell is approved by the GBC. I was in San Diego last week, and I was giving lectures at the ISKCON San Diego Temple, where our GBC, Badri Narayan, resides, and he approved of my bell. So it's authorized. It's bona fide. So here's the translation. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Kladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes, which cause happiness, misery, and the mixtures of happiness and misery, do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Krishnadas Kaviraj now will explain. The essential portion of the Sandini potency is Shuddha Sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. Krishna's mother, his father, abode, home, bedding, seats, and so on, are all transformations of Shuddha Sattva. Now to explain Shuddha Sattva, this term, Krishnadas Kaviraj quotes from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, the greatest of the followers of Lord Vishnu. And so this quotation that he gives is something that Lord Shiva told his wife Sati during the time there was a dispute between Lord Shiva and his father-in-law, Daksha. Satvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yad Iyate Tatra Puman Apavrita Satve Chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Yadhoksajo Me Manasa Vidhiyate. Lord Shiva says, the condition of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudeva. Everyone say?
Vasudeva.
Yes, that's a short A. Recently, someone pointed that out to me. Even I was pronouncing it wrong. Vasudeva. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses, and who is known as Vasudeva, everyone say,
Vasudeva,
is perceived by my mind. So, also in this verse, Lord Shiva used another name for God, Adhokshaja. Can everyone say?
Adhokshaja.
That means that God is beyond the range of our material senses. But when our senses are purified, spiritualized, then we can perceive God. The essence of the Samvit potency is knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. Now this is the same thing Krishna says at the end of chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, which was the very first verse I memorized when I was a brand new bhaktanik in New York Temple in 1973. That verse, Krishna tells Arjuna that if you can accept me and know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting, then you are the knower of everything. So let's see now how many geniuses we have in the room. How many of you can honestly say that you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Show of hands. Very good. I'm surrounded by the most intelligent people in Los Angeles. Very good. All other kinds of knowledge, such as knowledge of Brahman are its components. The essence of the Chladni potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava. So you have Chladni, then love of God, which is also known as prema. Then you have bhav, and then mahabhav. Sri Radha Thakurani. Say that beautiful name. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of mahabhav. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. And a little later, if we get that far, we will see the extent of these consorts of Sri Krishna. But for now, we should know she is the crest jewel of all of Krishna's consorts. Then, Krishna Das Kaviraj quotes a verse which is composed by Rupa Goswami, the direct disciple of Lord Chaitanya. Of the two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, and she surpasses all in good qualities. So, from further reading in Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find out that there are two political camps in the spiritual world. Very similar to the United States. You have right-wing gopis, who are very conservative. And then you have left-wing gopis, who are very liberal. Which one is Radharani? Liberal. I'm not making any political statements here. I'm just making a comparison. The right-wing gopis, headed by Chandravali, are very submissive, very prim and proper, whereas the left-wing gopis, headed by Radharani, feisty, argumentative, like playful, and would appear, well, let's see what Krishna Das Kaviraj says, I won't spoil it. Srimati Radharani's mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy, and she helps him in his pastimes. So now Krishna Das quotes from the Brahma Sanhita. Prabhupada says in one of his purports, the Brahma Sanhita, that's the highest Vedic scripture. Brahma Sanhita. Ananda chinmaya rasaprati bhavitabhis. Come on, Rupal. Tavirya eva nijarupataya kalabi. Continue. Everyone, Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Very good. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Chladni. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. So we finished part one. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. So Krishna Das Kaviraj so far has laid the foundation. Now we go to the real juice, part two. Now he says, please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help him in his pastimes. Rasa means the taste of the relationship. When we serve Krishna, the mellow or the taste we derive from serving Krishna, that's called rasa. So just like, why do you enjoy chanting? Because there's some taste there. Why do you like prasad? Because it has a nice taste. So there are so many aspects of devotional service. Each one has a taste. Some devotees derive their taste by dressing Krishna. Some devotees, they derive their taste by studying Krishna's brain, his philosophy, his knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Some devotees derive a taste simply from describing Krishna. Some people, like you see, the nice decorations. Some devotees derive rasa from decorating Krishna. So there's unlimited ways that you can derive a taste from serving Krishna. That's what it's all about. As is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, parang drishtva nivartate, get a higher taste. The gross materialists, they are getting a lower taste, which is called sense gratification. But sense gratification does not last. It doesn't endure. You get rise very quickly, then you go down. But rasa is different. You gradually increase. When the kirtan was going on, when you first began chanting, you were at one level. But by the end, did you hear what you were doing? Radhe, Radhe! You had lost your minds. You had become so ecstatic. And if we hadn't pulled the plug, he would have gone on. He would have gone for another half an hour. That's what happens. You get the plug pulled. But that's all right, because you exchange one rasa for another. My lecture, they'll also pull the plug on me. And then there'll be the next rasa. Then there'll be the arti, the kirtan. Then there'll be the next one, the swing. And then the most difficult, taking prasad. So, hang in there. Everyone say, Gola Haribo! The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds. The goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi, the queens of Dwaraka, and the milkmaids of Vraja, known as the gopis. They are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. Everyone say that name? So now you're getting a glimpse into the power of Srimati Radharani. She has three levels of expansions. The gopis, the queens, goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi. Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions. And that's a weird combination. You all know what portion is. Plenary means full. Huh? A full portion, yes. This is not material. Throw material out. This is spiritual. You can have a full plenary portion. It works. It's all good. The queens are the nature of her Vaibhava Prakash, and the goddesses of fortune display the forms of Vaibhava Vilas. It's too technical for this setting. I won't get into, because even I don't understand it, so we'll just move on. The Vraja Devis, that's the gopis, have diverse bodily features. They are Radha's expansions and the instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is no such exaltation in rasa. There are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Among them are various groups of consorts in Vraja who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. So this explains why there are so many hundreds and thousands of gopis. They're simply there to expand Krishna's enjoyment. And as Krishna is enjoying, the gopis are enjoying more. This I was mentioning last night. I was doing another Radhastami preaching last night from my home, and we learned from Ramananda Roy that actually the devotees of Krishna enjoy more than Radha and Krishna. Can you believe that? So don't try to be God. You can enjoy more than God by loving Him. All in favor say Hari Bol. Lord Krishna tastes all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. Everyone say?
Govinda.
We learn from the Brahma Sanhita, Govinda is Krishna's original name. Krishna's original name is Govinda. Everyone say?
Govinda.
And Radha is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and end-all of Govinda and the crest jewel of all his consorts. So here comes the main verse that I want every one of us to try to learn. This one verse will teach you everything you need to know, in essence, about Srimati Radharani. Are you ready? So as Prabhupada used to say, sit properly. Please repeat. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Sammohani Para. So now Krishna Das Kaviraj will explain what these words mean, and your understanding of Srimati Radharani will be perfect. Here's the translation. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Now, elsewhere in this same chapter, I'm only doing a small section. Elsewhere in this chapter, Krishna Das Kaviraj explains Krishna's mind. Krishna reveals his mind when he says, I'm God. I'm all attractive. But there's somebody that attracts me. And that person is Srimati Radharani. All right, let's continue. So now Krishna Das Kaviraj explains. So the first word, Devi, everyone say.
Devi.
Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Love sports. So here in America, they're not doing love sports. They're doing smashing and kicking and practically killing sports. But Krishna and Radha, they do love sports. Next word. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without are Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. So obviously, Srimati Radharani is never an illusion. She's never in Maya. Because she's always seeing Krishna externally, internally. We can aspire for that. That's what we're trying to reach that stage also. We also want to see Krishna inside and out. That's why we're chanting so intensely and doing all of the devotional services that we do. We're trying to get to that stage where we see Krishna. There was once a nice exchange between Prabhupada and one of his disciples. The disciple came to Prabhupada apologizing. Oh, Prabhupada, I fell into Maya. Prabhupada said, no, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna. So we're trying to reverse that. We're trying to get to that stage where we're always in Krishna consciousness. This is what Prabhupada is teaching us. Or Krishna Mayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Elsewhere, that's explained. Can you separate heat from fire? Can you separate light from fire? No. It's part and parcel. Can you extract the aroma from the musk? No. So similarly, Srimati Radharani is the heat and the light of Krishna. They're inseparable. They're always one, but as we learned at the beginning, and will be concluded at the end, they're one, but they've separated themselves eternally in order to enjoy what was mentioned here, love sports. Let's continue. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Everyone say.
Radhika.
So, Radhika means she's the one that worships and fulfills Krishna's desires. Now, this I find, for me personally, very interesting. It's interesting to find out that God, being a person, has desires. If he was impersonal, then you can't have desires. But because Krishna is a person, then he has desires. And Radharani is the one that fulfills those desires. That's her worship. So now, the next quote from Krishnadas Kaviraj is the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam where Radha's name is implied. Because Radharani's name is not uttered by Shukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's implied. Anyaradito nunam, there it is. Anyaradito nunam, Bhagavan Harir Ishvara, Yanno Vihaya Govinda, Prito Yam Anayad Raha. Truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. The sequence here, the night of the Rasa dance. The Rasa dance had begun. Radha and Krishna and the other gopis, Krishna had expanded himself, dancing with all the gopis. And the gopis were feeling, we are the most fortunate women in the whole universe. We are dancing with Krishna. Krishna could detect, oh, they're getting a little proud. And as Prabhupada writes, Krishna does not like to see his devotees get proud. Krishna disappeared from all the gopis and went deep into the forest with Radharani. So all the other gopis said, ha, Krishna has left us and has gone with Radharani. Therefore, she must have worshipped Krishna better than any of us. That's the meaning, anyaradito. And this is why Krishnadas Kaviraj is including this, because he just said, her whole worship is to fulfill Krishna's desires. So all the gopis then agreed, She must be the best of all of us if Krishna left us and went with her. Krishnadas Kaviraj continues, therefore, Radha is Parama Devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. If you were listening this morning, Prabhupada was giving class this morning, he also mentioned this, that she is the Jagan Mata, she is the mother of the universe. So, it's confirmed here also by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Worshipable for everyone. Krishnadas Kaviraj now says, I have already explained the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. So those six opulences, beauty, wealth, fame, knowledge, detachment, strength, the six opulences. Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying she represents all those six opulences. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Saravakanti, everyone say, indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. And if you look at Radha Krishna right now, you'll get a glimpse. I know Archita said, look at me, but I say, look at Radha and Krishna. I can't compare to them. And I won't mind if you all turn and look at Radha and Krishna. It's not a problem for me. Does not Radha and Krishna look beautiful tonight? And is Radharani looking very, very beautiful? Does she still have her gold? Does she still have her gold hand? Does she still have the golden hand?
Yes.
Oh, good. Should be on this day, she should have the golden hand. The word Sarvakanti also means that all the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Ooh. Some people may not like that. But I agree with Krishnadas Kaviraj. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Now, one thing here. Someone may start to think, well, what's in it for me? If Krishna has Radharani and she fulfills all of his desires, what use am I? Ah, there is use. You can become an assistant of the assistant of the assistant of the assistant of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada was inferring that this morning also. Prabhupada was telling us, don't try to approach Krishna directly, right? He was saying, put the flower in Radharani's hand. Was he not saying that this morning? So, we can become one of the assistants. In fact, in my class last night, one of the last things Ramananda Roy mentioned is that if you can achieve spontaneous love for Krishna and you are full of following the mood of the gopis, you can achieve a position as one of the gopis in Goloka Vrindavan. Ramananda Roy was mentioning that. How many would like to achieve that position? Jai, you've come to the right church. Because that's where this bus is going. We're going back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada mentions that in this movement, because it is Lord Chaitanya's movement, basically we are being trained in this Madhurya Ras. Now don't get puffed up. But we should know soberly that this is where we're going. And as Ramananda Roy said, you get to that spontaneous platform, follow in the footsteps of the gopis, and you can then become a resident of Goloka Vrindavan. Sri Radha Krishna Ki!
Aye.
Let's finish up. Lord Krishna enchants the whole world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced from the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as fire and its heat are non-different. Thus, Radha and Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. So, did you learn anything about Srimati Radharani?
Yes.
Very good. So, let's chant. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Thank you.
Anyone who's interested, if you would like to contact me for any reason, a question or a favor or a blessing, just take one of my cards. And if you liked what I was saying today, on Sunday I'll be back and I'll be talking about Lord Vamanadev. So it'll be a special class Sunday night on Lord Vamanadev. Thank you very much. May Srimati Radharani bless you completely.
Vishnu Badam.